Speaking in Italian, Pope Benedict said that at this time his thoughts turned to the people of Turkey, hard hit by the recent earthquake, which he said has caused heavy loss of life, many missing and extensive damage.
In questo momento il pensiero va alla popolazione della Turchia.
The Holy Father invited all faithful to join him in prayer for those who have lost their lives and to be spiritually close to the many people who have been sorely tried by the disaster. He also prayed that the Almighty support all those engaged in rescue work.
L'Altissimo dia sostegno a tutti coloro che sono impegnati nell'opera di soccorso.
The Holy Father's weekly general audience this Wednesday had a special character, that of a prayer meeting in preparation for Thursday's day of reflection and prayer for peace in Assisi.
Always stay faithfully united to Christ and bear joyful witness to the gospel.
Inclement weather drove pilgrims inside for the prayer encounter, filling the Paul VI audience hall to capacity, with participants who could not be accommodated in the hall present in St. Peter's Basilica. The Holy Father greeted the overflow pilgrims in the Basilica in several languages, including English.
I am pleased to receive you in St. Peter's Basilica and to extend a warm welcome to all of you who could not be accommodated in the audience hall.
Then Cardinal Vicar of Rome, Agostino Villani, presented the pilgrims praising the Holy Father for his constant commitment, in the name of God, to building bridges of friendship among peoples, cultures and states, thus healing the wounds of division and promoting reconciliation and concord.
Ci impegniamo per la riconciliazione e la concordia.
The readings from the book of the prophet Zechariah and the Gospel according to St. Luke, as well as the responsorial psalm from Psalm 84, each spoke in its own way of true peace as a gift of the true God, whose saving action has signed human history indelibly.
La croce è il nuovo arco di pace.
In his homily, Pope Benedict said, "The kingdom of peace in which Christ is the King is a realm that extends across the whole earth." He said, "As Christians, we want to ask God for the gift of peace. We pray that he makes us instruments of peace in a world still torn apart by hatred, divisions, selfishness and war." He also asked that the meeting Thursday in Assisi might encourage dialogue among people of different religious affiliations and bring a ray of light that might illuminate the minds and hearts of all men, so that rancor will give way to pardon, division to reconciliation, hatred and violence to love and gentleness. Let peace reign in the world.
I ask you to accompany me in prayer as I journey tomorrow to Assisi for the celebration of the Day of Reflection, Dialogue and Prayer for Peace and Justice in the World. May Almighty God bless all of you.
I'm Emer McCarthy.